Well, Coach, after many years of his longtime assistant, what, year number two is, yep. I think, head coach at Hastings College. I mean, you've been, I can remember this guy back in the throwing days of Minden High School, you know, with McCook and Minden in a lot of meets with each other, something like that. But you love track. It's your lifetime, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. See, I've been throwing since I was probably 10 years old, and, you know, it's just, it's what I do. So it's what I've continued to do the entire time, and so I love doing it.
No question. Adam's got a, you know, had a great career at Hitchcock County, and having in the program for the years to come. But you got a good kid, good student, good athlete coming to your school.
So yeah, I'm really excited about, you know, not only what he can do in the discus, but I think, you know, he said he's got some pitching experience, and so I think we can probably make him into a javelin thrower. And then I always make everybody try to throw the hammer and kind of see where we can get in that. So I think he's got a good future with the track team.
And I know he's hit that weight room. I know he probably hits the weights a lot now, but to get him in the weight room, he's going to look like a year by year a totally different man, isn't he?
So yes, hopefully we can thicken him up a little bit, but that's typical. So I'm not worried about that part.
How's the rest recruiting class going? I mean, you're just the process here, the indoor season, outdoor season, but your kids for next year is still working on that, aren't you?
So yes, we're probably, you know, roughly 2/3 of the way done. But yeah, because the track season is in the spring, we're going up until, you know, the end of the year and even into the summer. And so it never ends.
it's early in the indoor, but it's really getting going here for the next couple of weeks. How do you think you guys are doing right now?
So overall, I think the team's doing really well. You know, we have several kids that have qualified for nationals at this point. You know, I think we're still hoping to get a few more qualified, but so far things are looking really good.
Mm-hmm. We were talking before that you do got a couple of our area athletes already there. We talked about Paige Bortner as a freshman. Dang it, just injuries in track and field happen, and she's kind of going through some right now, isn't she?
So, yes. I mean, hopefully, you know, she gets everything addressed and she comes back better than ever. But, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, sometimes injuries happen and you just got to kind of work through them and take the time to heal up. And so I think once she is able to get going, I really like what Paige can do for us as far as the team goes.
And javelin, she was going to try getting into that too.
Yes, she was throwing the javelin a little bit in the fall here. And so I think that's another thing that she'll be able to do eventually as well.